Brighton Train Station Audio Map. Overview. Brighton Train Station has 8 platforms that all terminate at the station and are all island platforms. It is a step-free station and is staffed during station operating hours. Please refer to National Rail Inquiries for the latest station opening times. It is a large open-plan station that is made up of 3 main buildings / retail blocks at the south, east and west of the main station concourse. The buildings and concourse are covered with a glass canopy, giving it a large, airy feel. To the front of the station, south, there is a large forecourt / pedestrianised area which is partially covered. The pedestrianised area connects to Queen's Road, which is the direct route into Brighton city centre and the seafront. Running under the pedestrianised area, east to west, is Trafalgar Street. There are 3 entrances / exits at the front of the station, south side, and 1 to the northeast, back right. The main entrance has 3 arches and is accessed from the forecourt. This is located in the centre of the front of the building, south side. There is a single entrance to the left, west side, of the front of the station when looking at the building. Note, this brings you into the station with Marks and Spencer directly on your left. There is a wider open entrance to the right, east side, of the front of the station when looking at the building, where the travel centre, passenger lounge and toilets, including 2 accessible toilets, are located. The northeast entrance leads to and from the multi-storey car park, blue badge parking, taxi rank and a changing places toilet. The entrance / exit path runs parallel with platform 8 between the concourse and the rear of the station, where the above-mentioned facilities are located. This guide is written from the perspective of approaching and entering the station via the main entrance at the south of the station. Front of the station. Approaching the station from the south, city centre, there is a pedestrianised area which leads into the forecourt. To the left, west of this pedestrianised area are bus stops A, B and C. B and C are island bus stops. Walking from the pedestrianised area towards the station, be careful of bollards, benches and bins, which may be an obstruction. Iron railings, with large gates fixed open, mark the front perimeter of the forecourt. The forecourt houses some container-style retail outlets to the left, west of the station. You'll find the following retail units from closest to furthest away: Gourmet Bangers, Bread Shop, Barber's Shop, Pizza Vending Machine. There is also an entrance / exit to Marks and Spencer opposite the container-style retail outlets. Beware of A-boards, which could obstruct the pathway outside the container-style retail units. Main entrance, south side / centre. There are 3 open arches, separated by pillars approximately 1 metre wide. Once you are through these arches, you will enter a lobby area with ribbed internal flooring. There are entrances to 2 retail outlets in this lobby section, WH Smith's on the left and Superdrug on the right. It is best to track to the left side when walking through the lobby, as the door to Superdrug opens out into the lobby area and could be an obstruction. On reaching the end of the lobby area, there are 3 more arches, after which you will enter the main station concourse. On entering the main concourse, the flooring will change from a ribbed to a smooth, hard surface. Station concourse. The concourse is where the gate line and platforms are accessed from. They are on the opposite side, north of the concourse. Immediately to the right of the lobby exit, you'll find the following retail units, in order: Auntie Anne's, donuts / pastries. Superdrug, entry / exit door not in use. 7 Cellars, wine shop. West Cornwall Pasty Company. Beyond these retail outlets is the east entrance. Immediately to the left of the lobby exit, you'll find WH Smith's with 2 additional entrance / exit doors to the shop. A tactile map with braille of the station can be found walking a short distance from the left arch in an 11 o'clock direction. Beyond this retail outlet is the west entrance. Scattered throughout the concourse, there are vending machines, cash machines, photo booths, digital ad boards, a piano, bins, pillars, bollards and benches, making it difficult to navigate directly to the gate line. In the middle and slightly to the right, east side of the concourse, is a large freestanding retail unit, Flying Coffee Bean, with two serving hatches. In front of the entrance to WH Smith's concourse side, there is a passenger meeting point, used for passenger assist, indicated by a hanging ceiling sign. In front of and in line with the West Cornwall Pasty Company, you'll find cash machines, followed by a cluster of ticket machines. East entrance. On the far right, east side, of the front of the station is the large east entrance slash exit. There is a disused service road, only used for emergency access, that goes through the station from south to north, which can be used as a landmark for navigating in this part of the station. To the right, east of this service road, there are further retail outlets. From south to north, on the east perimeter, you'll find Travel Centre. This is set back from the rest of the units on this side of the station. In front of the Travel Centre is an open space with benches. Toilets, including two accessible toilets, radar key needed. FCB Coffee Shop / Passenger Lounge. Empty unit. Pret, empty unit. To the north of these retail outlets is the northeast back right station exit / entrance. West entrance. On the far left, west side, of the front of the station is a smaller entrance / exit. This is the nearest entrance to the pedestrian crossing on Terminus Road, by the container-style retail outlets on the forecourt, and where you access Trafalgar Street. The entrance has ribbed matting like the main entrance. On the left side of this entrance, west side of the station, you'll find the Marks and Spencer Food retail outlet, with a door to the shop from the concourse. On the right side of this entrance is the WH Smith's retail outlet, but no door to the shop from here. The Marks and Spencer outlet extends to the rear of the concourse and to the glass barrier where the gate line is situated. Between Marks and Spencer and the gate line, you'll find the Woolfax coffee stand. Gate line. The gate line has a glass barrier running either side, separating the concourse from the platforms. There are 27 gates in total, which alternate between entry and exit, depending on demand. There is a wide gate either side of the gate line and two in the middle. To the right, east of the gate line, there is a pay booth, platform side, and info booth, concourse side. Platforms. There are 8 platforms at Brighton Station. Platform 1 is on the far left, west, and Platform 8 is on the far right, east. They are made up of 4 island platforms that are varying in widths. The tracks curve to the left as they leave the rear of the station. Remember, Brighton is a terminus station, so trains arrive and depart from the same way. The station glass canopy extends to cover most of the platform lengths. All the platforms have yellow lines and tactile paving that extends the full length of the platforms. However, Platform 8 is an old wooden platform, and therefore the tactile paving is created using metal studs, so may feel slightly different underfoot. The tracks on Platforms 1 and 8 start further back than Platforms 2 to 7. There are benches at the beginning of these platforms before the tracks start. Platforms 1 and 2 are clear from any obstructions. Platforms 3 and 4 have notice boards, a vending machine, benches and poles towards the middle. Platforms 5 and 6 have benches and a short barrier in the middle, halfway up the platform, that runs parallel with the tracks. Platforms 7 and 8 have a service road running between them. Platform 7 is clear of obstructions but has a line of bollards separating it from the service road. Platform 8 is mostly clear of obstructions, but there are some pillars holding up the roof canopy. Platform 8 is an older platform and constructed from wood. The floor is therefore a bit uneven in places, and the gap between platform and train is larger than usual, with a higher step up to the train. Toilets. The toilets are situated on the east perimeter of the station, between the travel centre and the FCB coffee shop / passenger lounge. There are two accessible toilets which require a radar key to access them. The toilets are often staffed. The order of facilities, running from south to north, is accessible toilet 1, ladies' cubicles, men's cubicles, accessible toilet 2. Glossary. Concourse, the main internal area of the station before the gate line. This is enclosed by a large glass canopy. Forecourt, the external area outside and in front of the station, south, which is covered by a large glass canopy. Gate line, where the ticket barriers are located, separating the main concourse from the platforms. Island, a bus stop or train platform which is in the centre of a roadway or between train tracks. Passenger assist, a free service provided by train operators to help passengers who may need extra support while travelling. A designated member of staff will assist you onto the train and call ahead, so a colleague will meet you when you exit the train. It is a service you can book in advance or request when you arrive at the station. Terminus, where the tracks/platforms are the end of the line. Trains come into the station and leave in reverse. Wide gate, an accessible barrier which is wider than usual for people with luggage, users of wheelchairs, mobility scooters, or for anyone that may require extra space. Wide gates usually have staff available to assist. Ends,